Dear Evan Hansen, a Broadway musical recently adapted for the screen, has caused quite a stir due to its casting of actor Ben Platt as its leading role. Dear Evan Hansen centers around its titular main character, Evan Hansen, a socially awkward and anxious teenager whose lies about his friendship with his deceased high school bully spiral out of control. The Broadway show touched many hearts through its exploration of themes such as mental illness, isolation, and coming of age. It premiered in 2015 at the Arena Stage in Washington, D.C., and then debuted on the Broadway stage in 2016. It went on to become a huge success and even won 9 Tony Awards. One of those awards went to Ben Platt, the actor who originated the lead role and played Evan Hansen on stage from the years 2015 to 2017. His performance was highly critically acclaimed and led him to be the youngest recipient of the Tony Award for Best Actor in a Leading Role in a Musical, as well as many, many more awards. After the Broadway musical's immense success, in classic Hollywood fashion, it was announced in June 2020 that the play would be adapted onto the silver screen, with Platt reprising his role as Evan Hansen. While fans of the musical may have been excited, though somewhat reluctant considering Platt's age when this news first dropped, many were appalled when the trailer for the movie was released in May 2021. Platt, who is now nearing 30, stuck out like a sore thumb when trying to fill the shoes of a teenager. The makeup crew for the film attempted to transform Platt into a high schooler by slathering his face in foundation, using prosthetics, and giving him a big curly wig. Platt even stated that he shaved his face 3 times a day over the course of filming to try and make his skin look smoother and younger. Viewers think that these attempts actually had an adverse effect, however, and made Platt look almost scary as opposed to youthful. Since the trailer dropped in May, to the film's theatrical release in September, until now, the internet has been going wild over Platt's appearance in the movie. Platt responded to all this backlash by stating, quote, "Were I not to do the movie, it probably wouldn't get made." This led to even further backlash against Platt, however, as it brought attention to the fact that his father is the co-producer of this movie and likely had a large role in his casting as the main character. I talked to Joy Cho, a Beenan sophomore and a self-proclaimed Dear Evan Hansen enthusiast, about her thoughts. So Joy, you actually got to watch Dear Evan Hansen on Broadway. How was that experience?
I really loved it. Dear Evan Hansen's one of my favorite musicals, and that experience really helped me bond with my mom. And I thought that it was really special that a musical could do that for an entire audience.
How did you feel when you heard the play was going to be adapted into a movie?
I was super stoked. I thought it was going to be awesome, but I thought the movie didn't really live up to my expectations just because it was a little strange seeing Ben Platt act as a teenager while he was in his 30s. And it just seemed like the movie was trying really hard to mold him into this character that he really couldn't embody in the cinemas, even though he did a great job as the character in theater, but it just didn't translate well.
Platt's performance as a high school student was more believable when he was still 23 and standing on a stage far away enough that the audience could not count the lines in his forehead. But the general viewer's verdict seems to be that the suspension of disbelief is simply impossible to translate to the screen. If the fact that you're a socially awkward teen is harder to believe than people randomly breaking into song whenever they feel any type of emotion, there may be a problem. If you're interested in making your own judgments on this movie and Platt's casting, Dear Evan Hansen is playing in theaters now and will be released on Fandango after its run in the cinemas. For WNUR News, I'm Pari Pradhan.